This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100
word stories. Hello, everyone. My name is Lawrence Simon, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Usually you'll hear a happy little 100 word story from me, or one of the throng of regular and irregular contributors suffering from various levels of dementia. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 24th weekly challenge. Now, most people who participate in these weekly challenges read their own stories aloud, and then they send me the recording to add to this assemblage. That's not always the case. Sometimes they get the file names wrong, and I wind up with a whole series of primal scream therapy tapes. You ever hear Ellison with a gut-wrenching scream? Well, thank you for not hearing it. In that case, well, I have a midget in a closet. He's a little strange, but he'll read the stories when I tell him to. Otherwise, he gets the whip. The topic this week was selected by T.A. Marquette from the Footnote. Footnote? No, it's the Footnote podcast. Nietzsche's Stone is the theme. We've got a total of, well, this is constantly changing. It was 13 before. It was 4. I think we're up to 15 stories this week. Which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week's weekly challenge, and it's Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. You know, it's an oddcast, which means Apple won't sue him for using the word odd instead of pod. Let's crank up the wax cylinder with Caleb's story on it, shall we?
Thank you, Lawrence, for explaining how our game is played, and now let's meet our first contestant. Caleb Bullen comes to us all the way from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast, and his hobbies include podcasting, overthrowing the state, and collecting old Herb Alpert records. Now here's his fabulous entry, and probably titled, Hey Zoo, Man of Joy's Desiring by Carl Philip Emanuel Lewis. Caleb?
Ironically, the people of pets, or people for the ethical treatment of stones, can't abide by keeping stones as pets. They think they should all run free, unfettered by man. But I have a pet rock, and he's a great pet. They're a little hard to train initially. Why, when I first got him, he would strain at the leash any time I tried taking him for a walk. But then I took him to obedience school, and now look at him. Stony, sit, stay, play dead, roll over. Good boy. And you should see him fetch the morning paper.
All right, let's have a big hand for Caleb Bullen. And now our next contestant... Oh, wait, I'm getting a signal from the side of the stage here. That's right. It's not actually my show. So now here's Lawrence Simon to introduce our next contestant.
Lawrence? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Wait a minute. Okay. The text from Caleb's story can be found in the show notes, along with the stories from everyone else that's participating this week, and links to their homepages and podcasts and such if they sent me one. Now, once we present the winner, we then check out the rookies. What? We actually have a rookie this week? Oh my God, I guess putting all those door hangers up in the state of Bavaria actually paid off. Let's check out Ted, who is the star of Ted's podcast, which... he's so ashamed of he didn't send me the URL. Well, that's strange. Well, anyway, let's check out what Ted's got for us this week on the subject of stone.
Steve was born into a proud family. Although his family didn't have much, they knew where they came from. They were, in fact, a cornerstone in their community. Steve's brother Bob was quite successful in the catapult industry, so there was always pressure to do well, to make something of himself, to really be somebody. It's hard to become something you're not, but Steve was determined. He had the genes. He was igneous. Although he lacked in viscosity, he was still born of magma. Steve was determined. Yes, one day, whatever it took, he would be taken for granted.
Thank you, Ted, for all of those really bad puns. Well, hope you come back next week and the week after that and the week after that, and let us know when your podcast is up on the air, Ted? Okay. Well, the good news is that a whole lot of old-timers and veterans are back with their stories. I'm going to present them in the order that I received them. And the first in the inbox, all the way from Quadra Island, was Caroline.
This is my contribution to the 100-word story, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The subject is Stone, and the story is called Faceless. Her marriage was great. Terry was loving, considerate, and kind to the kids. From her friend's perspective, she knew that much. What more could she want? Julie decided to take computer classes, showing Terry she could be more than just the nice little housewife and mother. She wanted him to be proud of her. It was their day out by themselves as they walked around the old castle. She went alone to the top. She looked down. He was at his laptop. She knew what he was doing. The large stone in her hand would be enough. She let it fall.
Thank you, Caroline. And you know, Piper, my little kitty cat, loves to get on the top of the bookshelves and knock things onto my head. You know, the other day it was a lamp that was on fire. Next up is Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. Let's see what Lisa has for us this week.
Hello. It's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, and this is my entry into this week's 100-word stories weekly challenge. The topic this week was Stone. Nathan had a gambling problem. This was why his girlfriend refused to marry him. After a long period of reform, he presented Sylvie with a gorgeous ring. Feeling he'd redeemed himself, she accepted. Surely he couldn't have afforded a stone this size if he'd still been gambling. Sylvie took it to be cleaned. The presumptuous jeweler winked at her. "This is one of the finest cubic zirconia stones I've ever sold. You'd never know, would you?" Later, sneaking home after a night of poker, Nathan found his mutilated belongings on the street, the ring on top. No explanations were necessary.
Hey, Lisa, my wife's birthday is coming up. Can you get me the address of that jeweler? Oh, thank you, Lisa. Let's move on from Lisa to Liana. Hey, Liana, I'd love to hear what you've got for us.
Hi there, I'm Liana. This is my 100-word story submission for this week's challenge number 24, the topic being Stone. My story is called Love Comes in All Forms, and the music is provided by Devin Anderson from PodSafeAudio.com. Chipping away throughout the night and half the next day in a candle-lit cave, he came across a sparkling red gem. It was tossed aside. The same was done to the blue, the green, and even the clear. Those were not suitable for his darling Sylvia. Finally, his hands fell upon the perfect piece to adorn her engagement ring. Having it fit in a band of silver, he took the gift to her doorstep. On bended knee, he presented the ring, and she accepted. Upon her finger, he slid on the simple gray stone that mirrored his beautifully plain beloved.
Aw, wasn't that sweet? Thank you, Liana. That was beautiful. And now we move on to Tomer Israeli, who's back after all these months because he kept sending the stories to my Hotmail on my Yahoo addresses, which I never check. But he finally sent one to my main mailbox, the one that I mention in the show notes and all that. And let's hear what Tomer has for us on the subject of Stone.
This is Tomer. former Israeli from the blog The Ethnocentrist. Ethnocentrist.blogspot.com. Today's story is called The West is Stoned. September 2006. Hezbollah supporters throw stones and rocks at Israeli soldiers. The soldiers retreat instead of air-holing the people who assaulted them. That's one example that demonstrates the lack of moral clarity in the Israeli society in the entire West. When an armed girl is attacked in a dark alley, she doesn't go to the UN, and she does not ask for a ceasefire. She kills the scumbag who deserves to be killed. A white man deserves the same punishment as a brown girl if they both try to kill you. PC doesn't win wars. Thank you. If you would like to read more, there is an actual post called The West is Stoned, which is more than 100 words, and you can get it at ethnocentrist.blogspot.com. Lawrence is there beyond the show.
Thank you for coming back, Tomer. And nice microphone there. Let's move on to the person who chose this week's topic. It's T.A. Marquette from the Footnote Podcast. And I always like it when the person who chooses the topic isn't the first one to send them in, because you know they're not stacking the deck. They're pulling out a topic and then they're, you know, same as everyone, you know, getting into the starting gates. So this one's going to be good. Let's check it out here.
Hello, night people. I'm Tom, and this is the 100-word weekly challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com.
Welcome to challenge number 24.
The topic was stone. So here's my story, aptly entitled Stone Soup. There once was a famine. People hoarded their food. A soldier walked into their village. No food here, he was told. Move along. Can I make some soup? Out came a cauldron, in went water. With great ceremony, he drew an ordinary stone from a velvet bag and dropped it into the water. Said the soldier to himself quite loudly. I do like a tasty stone soup, but stone soup with cabbage, better. A villager added a cabbage to the pot. Suddenly, salt beef, potatoes, onions, carrots, mushrooms appeared. In the end, there was food for all.
That was T.A. Marquette with his story on the subject of stone. Thank you, Tom. Now we move on to Andrew Ian Dodge, a regular here at 100 Word Stories, and you can also check out his stories at andrewiandodge.com, which is Dodge Blogium. He's a part of the Dodging Reality podcast, and I believe that Spider-Man, if he had been bitten by an elk, he would have become Andrew Ian Dodge. Let's hear what Tale of Twisted Madness Andrew has for us today.
The stone altar held the victim who had long since stopped resisting his bonds. He could see around, but it was a blurry dream-like vision. The man before him held a large ceremonial dagger. The victim knew to be covered with ancient pre-Diluvian symbols. He knew the chants were wafting into his ears, knew them only too well, as he'd sung them before. the sacrifice of some unfortunate fellow. The chanting around him began to rise in volume, the guttural sounds becoming cacophonous with every word. Aziz would have sworn he heard it as it plunged towards his chest.
That was Andrew Ian Dodge with one of his Aziz tales that you can check out more of in our archives here at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Thank you, Andrew. Now, I kind of screwed things up a bit and forgot Ellison's story in the original run of this podcast, so I'm going to do a little bit of fancy footwork and editing, and hold on, let me see, click this and there, and okay, let's see if I've got Ellison's story queued up in this second attempt at the weekly challenge. Hello, this is Ellison, welcoming you to the 24th weekly challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this weekly challenge is Stone, and this is Rolling Rock, a 100-word myth. The summit was only 50 yards away. Sisyphus could practically taste it. Heaving with all his strength, he struggled to keep pouring forward momentum into the massive round boulder. Droplets of sweat pattered in the dust around his feet. Zeus, he could use a drink. But there would be no drink, no rest for him, until he got that fucking boulder all the way to the top. 10 more yards. Suddenly, stabbing pain lanced through his left kidney. Gasping, he clutched his side and watched horror-stricken as the boulder rolled to the bottom. Damn that stone! And damn that stone! This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off. Thank you, Ellison. And as always, you can hear more of Ellison's work here in the archives at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and you can find him at Blogged Ellison. Okay, we're moving on to Rael of Elms in the Yard. Rael, what are the elms telling you today?
Stoned by Rachel Jasko for Lauren Simon's 100-word story project at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. He awoke suddenly, his mind still hazy from the drug in his drink. For one disoriented moment, he had no idea where he was. Then he saw the stone wall in front of him, and stone walls on either side. When he tipped his head slightly backward, he saw the stone wall behind him. He was lying on stone too, his wrists and ankles held by four burly men. Even as he took this in, he saw the obsidian knife descending toward his chest. He stayed calm, remembering that at times like these, one always has a choice of attitude. This has been a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's 100-word story page at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm Rachel Jasko.
Yes, you most certainly are Rael Jasko. Thank you, Rael. Now let's move on to PJ of... Wait, no deep thoughts. That's right. How are the kiddies doing down there, PJ? What stories are they coming up with in Rico's Madness? Huh?
Hi, PJ here with my submission to the 24th Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The Stepping Stones. Looking around at her neighbor's well-manicured lawns, Paula decided she wanted to spruce things up a little bit. She bought some plants at the local hardware store and spent the entire afternoon digging holes and planting an attractive assortment of greenery. Then she carefully chose just the right stepping stones and placed them in the dirt, forming a lively little garden path. Beautiful, just like in a magazine, she smiled proudly. The next morning, running late as usual, Paula caught her heel, then hit her head on those very stumbling blocks that she had so carefully created for herself.
Thank you, PJ. That was fun. All right, now let's move on to Kolek. He's back. Wait, he's back. Sort of. He didn't record one. Oh, no, you know what that means. It's time to drag out the midget from his closet. Okay, midget. Wait, where'd the midget go? Well, there's a note here. He's down by the nature preserve, and he's already recorded the stories for this week that he needs to record. Okay, well, let me go ahead and just put the disc here in the tray and close it. And, all right, let's hear what he's got for us.
Jebediah walked a stone's throw along a stone-lined path. He threw a stone at a stone crab that had aroused his wrath. He ate the stone crab and whatever's at hand because he was stone broke, a result of his hand being crushed years ago by a stony criminal bloke. Rich folks, they wear stone-washed clothes to make a fashion statement, but he was forced to wear old clothes because he was no longer a stone mason. He cursed the bread and went without meat and dreamed of precious stones. And so he loved being stoned and being stone deaf when living amongst the stones.
Thank you, Kolek. And Midget, I hope you're not molesting the wildlife. Now we move on to Houston Keys. I kind of missed his story from last week, so here's this week's story, and I'll get his last week's story up in the regular feed of the podcast. So Houston Keys from Tater Tots of the Masses, here's his story.
Hey, hey, this is Houston. If you'd like to, leave a message after the tone. I'll call you back.
The Sunday school teacher asked his class if they would like some bread. With a resounding yes, they all cheered. The teacher then gave each of them a round stone to emphasize the teachings of the Gospel of Matthew. The teacher asked, "What kind of father gives you stones if you ask for bread?" One of the kids piped up, "You would, you jerk." Taken aback by the sudden fury, the teacher replied, "People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones." The rest of his sayings were drowned out by a hail of stones thrown from angry little hands.
Ah, he's just phoning it in. Okay, well, thank you, Houston, and now let's go on to... Oh, B is back! That's right, my favorite letter of the alphabet. Okay, really, it's actually Z, because that's worth 10 points. And Q is worth 10 points, too, but you need a U. Let's hear what B has for us this week.
It can be the sound or smell that takes us back to a time or place. The smell of Aramis cologne always made Fran wretch when the wind wafted the stench in her direction, bringing back ugly memories of a monster she could never have loved. She would reach into her pocket when ugliness would press upon her. Her touchstone, a small white stone nature had inlaid with quartz in the shape of a magnolia. Magnolias meant, be not discouraged, better days are coming. Moonlight had revealed it, and as it did on that night, it always vanquished the ugliness.
I'm going to have to hose him down when he gets back, aren't I? Alright. Well, one more for us this week, and it's kind of at the last minute. Wait, it's at the last minute. How come the midget recorded it? Oh, well. Let's hear what William has for us today. And I haven't heard this one yet, so better be careful.
After Sherry's fiancé, Sam, died in a gruesome winch mishap, there remained the matter of selecting a gravestone. When a consoling relative offered to make arrangements, Sherry was grateful to be spared the task. "Just a modest stone," she suggested, "with an appropriate message." On the day of the funeral, Sherry viewed the stone for the first time. The words she read upon it struck her like an ice ball to the side of the head. "Oh, no! How awful!" she cried. Deeply engraved into the stone, the epitaph read, "Here lies Sam. Sherry tore his guts out. R.I.P.
Now, this is usually where you hear me make some kind of excuse or lame wrap-up, followed by feigned shock that Planet Z slips one in late. But before I get to that, I have my own story to present to you on the topic of stone. I dedicate this story to former competitor Marcus T. Battered and bruised from a nightmare of a weekend, Jesus remembered the advice his father gave him through the angel Gabriel. "Lift with the legs, not the arms," said the angel. "Otherwise, you might get a hernia." "What if I wear a support garment under my robe?" asked Jesus. "You might not always have one," said the angel. "Trust in ergonomics." Breathing deeply, Jesus rubbed his belly until the pain subsided. Then he hunkered down, laid his shoulders into the stone, and thrusted with his legs until he could feel the heavy stone moving from the front of his tomb. Okay, everyone, thanks for indulging me on that. Now let's move on to everybody's favorite way to end these things, the Mad Bard of Planet Z.
"Don't call Dwight the Ape Man. He doesn't like being called that. Sure, it's his last name. It spells out Ape Man. And Ape Man isn't French or German or Swahili, no matter how many dashes, umlauts, and squiggles you stick over it or dangle from it. Then there's the fact that Dwight physically resembles an Ape Man hybrid. It's as if his mother or father had a really good time in the monkey house one night. Or he escaped from some mad scientist's lab. Oh, and there's the fact that he'll brain you with his stone axe if you call him Ape Man."
One, and a two, and a three, and a four. Well, there you have it. That's 17 stories about stone. And that's a great turnout, don't you think? And it's not just quantity, but the usual high standard of quality y'all produce week in, week out. Thanks to everyone who sent in their great stories to be a part of the weekly challenge. Hey, give yourself a hand. But which one was the best? Well, head over to the archive site at podcasting.isfulofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 25th weekly challenge and pick the topic for the 26th. You know, there's more to do at the archive site than just vote. You can check out the show notes. You can find links to everyone who sent in a story this week, the text of their stories. There's all my archives of 100-word stories there. There's over 800 to choose from. There's Podcatcher subscription options. You can rate this podcast in Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, iTunes. And then there's the book, 100 100-word Stories by me. It's available through Cafe Press. Good news, the old 100-word story site is back at Scriber Optics. The link is on the archive site. And we'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow. And the next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thanks for listening, and as always, keep it brief.